Talking Trash in Jasper on this moment of Indiana history. A 1950 General Electric Company flyer proclaimed, "Garbage is illegal in Jasper," and featured a cartoon of a housewife barring the garbage collector from her door and a policeman chasing the man out of town. That year, Jasper, Indiana had become the first town in the country to participate in a public health experiment to install garbage disposals in every home. By the mid-20th century, cities and towns began to realize the impact of environmental cleanliness on public health. In 1945, Jasper was ordered by the state to stop dumping raw sewage into the Patoka River. 2 years later, as the city council and mayor started to plan for ways to process their waste, local farmers were beset by a swine cholera epidemic, which investigators linked to the garbage being fed to the pigs. Jasper Mayor Herbert Thien envisioned a solution in the new electric garbage disposer and contracted with General Electric to install one in every home in town. The city clerk's office installed a working display model, and the mayor personally visited the homes of the most entrenched opponents. By mid-February 1950, more than 800 of Jasper's 1,200 homes were signed up for installation. The U.S. Public Health Service and the Indiana State Board of Health determined that Jasper's new sewage processing system easily handled the increased input. Although Jasper never lost its garbage collectors, by the 1960s it was one of many cities and towns to mandate the installation of a garbage disposal in both new and renovated home construction. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.